This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
And that particular stinger there from Tim Schwartz is where he came from, Brooklyn, by way of Indiana. Lon Strickler is a longtime 40-year investigator. We're focusing now on the mysteries of Bigfoot and why he thinks that Bigfoot doesn't come from here, but comes from there. But then we would assume here, if they're not that advanced, they come here accidentally and return accidentally?
No, I think there's more to that. I think there's some technology involved there. As I believe most are all cryptids are, I believe that upright canines, dogmen, as you may some call them, winged humanoids, some classified as mothman, and others do come from other realities, though I would say better so coming from another dimension, a linear dimension to ours. You know, the evidence, like I said, the evidence is scant. I agree with that. But it's getting harder and harder to believe that these beings are something that is living here 100% of the time. There's something going on. And until we get that evidence, of course, I'm going to keep an open mind. But I believe truly that there's something unexplained going on there.
It always makes me, you know, wonder with cases like this, especially with some of the more strange cryptid sightings. You know, as you said, you know, a lot of these cases happen in very urban environments that you wouldn't think, you know, say like a Bigfoot or, you know, a Mothman type of creature would be able to hide. So could it be a situation where we just don't see them? Because I know that there are a number of situations where somebody say we'll see, you know, like a rake or something, something bizarre walking down the street. And when they make eye contact, the creature actually acts surprised that they're being seen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, it makes you wonder if they're here all the time. Most of us just don't see them. For whatever reason, yeah.
Well, you know, of course, you know, we've been working on this case in and around Chicago. And when you talk about urban setting, this is probably the biggest case with cryptids in an urban setting that there has ever been, really. You know, at this point, we're at about 140 accounts, which we believe are viable accounts. And many of these have occurred right in the inner city, along the downtown area, along the lake. But moreover, especially since October 2019, about 80 to 85% of the sightings have been in and around the O'Hare International Airport, which is, it kind of caught us by surprise that so many of these sightings have been happening there. But the witnesses are very credible witnesses. I mean, we're having TSA security, pilots, air traffic controllers, cargo workers, people who work at the airport contacting us and telling us what they're seeing. And quite frankly, the way the powers that be have been reacting to this, those folks who are part of the airport management and even the carriers, the way they have been reacting tends to make you think that there's something really going on there. I have some people on the inside who work for some of the airlines. One's a supervisor, actually, and they have told me that their people come to them constantly telling him of the encounters that they have had with these beings. So we're only really getting a small portion of the actual encounters. And yeah, there's something really going on there, in my opinion, and my investigators believe the same thing. It's a real enigma, but it's, you know, and just like Tim had mentioned, maybe some people are given the opportunity to see these things as opposed to others. We've had sightings that have happened in the city with other people around, and it just seems that specific people have been able to see it. Now, do they have that ability to allow them to be seen by certain individuals, or does the individual have the ability to see them for some unknown reason? I believe that's a distinct possibility.
Well, let me expand on that with you. Does that mean that if you and I were in the same place and you say, hey, I just saw this creature, is it a possibility that I would not?
I believe so. I believe so. We've had situations where there have literally been hundreds of people at one location, and one person has seen it, and maybe another person with them has seen it, but we never get reports from anybody else seeing the same thing. It's bizarre, but it does happen. Now, we have had occasions where a large group of people have seen it at one time, but it's vice versa as well. So, yeah, I mean, it's an absolute enigma to us. But some of the aspects of this case, these cases, make you think that yeah, it's coming from somewhere else, most likely, and that there's something different about it. These beings, for instance, have the ability to fly without the use of the wings. On many occasions, they can jettison from the ground without even using their wings. They can fly very quickly without wing propulsion. Many times they have red eyes that are not reflective, but seem to be have a light that projects from the being itself. So there's something different about these entities, and that's the big question right now. What is it? What are people seeing? Why is it here? But we're continuing to work on that. We've gotten very in depth with the investigation. So, hopefully we will come up with more answers to it. But in the meantime, we're going to be collecting as much evidence as possible, as many anecdotal accounts as we can, and maybe they'll lead us to some distinct answers.
Are the descriptions consistent?
For the most part, yeah. Overall, the description is of a very emaciated humanoid-like being with arms and legs. Many times the arms are either attached to these bat-like membrane wings, or sometimes they're detached. Usually there's a thin head that's somewhat small, but large red eyes. Not all of them have the red eyes. They stand anywhere from 5 to 6.5 foot in height. And, the description overalls are very similar. Now, look, we have had other sightings that tended to seem like they were owl-like. Some of them were more insectoid, like that of a Mothman. But that's a minority. The majority of them have been like these bat-winged gargoyle-like beings.
So it's not quite a Mothman then.
You know, that whole Mothman moniker was placed by the press in Chicago. I was calling it the Chicago Phantom at first.
You know what? Let's do our break here, because we're going to talk about this strange creature in Chicago. The Windy City having some kind of winged creature, very thin, emaciated, doesn't get enough food, doesn't get out there enough, I guess. I don't know. This is really, really unusual with Lon. And Tim and Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Does the creature make any sound at all, Lon?
Occasionally. It will let out its very shrill screeching sound. It's been likened to the brakes of a freight train, that real high squealing sound. Many times it occurs after it would take off and reach an apex as it flew away. It would scream like that. That's when most of the screaming sounds were heard. But yeah, that's the sound that people refer to.
So now, is this a situation where people have always been seeing these things in, you know, Chicago and the region, or is it something that just suddenly started?
We had some historical cases, and when I say historical cases, I'm saying those that may have gone back as far as the 90s. Mm-hmm. Now, look, Chicago's had a lot of weird stuff happen over time. It's very well known for hauntings and UFO activity. Also, that part of Illinois is in, you know, of course, you live in Indiana, so you know there's a lot of flying being sightings, possible pterodon-like sightings, thunderbirds. They've been well known even through the indigenous people who lived there. And occasionally you will get that. But as far as what people are reporting, these gargoyle-like beings, yeah, I mean, I'd say the last 25 years we've had, you know, small sightings. You know, the first real sighting of this that got reported was in 2011 when there were three sightings in South Chicago over a three-month period. They were all reported to MUFON. And there was a bit of stir about that when it first occurred, but then he kind of waned off and we weren't hearing much of anything. So, you know, the next sighting that we heard about was of a woman who encountered one of these Mothman-like beings in Oz Park, which occurred in April of 2017. That, again, was taken by MUFON. But my investigator, Manuel Navarrete, was lucky enough to track this lady down. She was an attorney. And he got the story from her, and we started collecting sightings after that. And, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how it took off.
What does the local media in Chicago, and there's plenty of it, have to say about this?
Well, they're kind of matter-of-fact about it. I have talked to many of the reporters. I have talked to a lot of the radio shows and such in Chicago. And it's kind of taken with a grain of salt. You know, it's kind of turned into a bit of a legend with merchandising and such. That occurred until Vice did a story about one of the sightings. And after that, it started to gain more interest. It was a more serious look into the phenomena, and as time has gone by, I think people are starting to be very serious about it. You know, Seth Breedlove of Small Town Monsters has done three different films that included these sightings in Chicago. So, yeah, I mean, there's a story to be told. Let's put it that way.
You've got a couple of photos on your site.
Yeah. Yeah, the photos are very, I don't know, indiscernible for the most part. I mean, of course, the original photo of that butterfly moth-like looking thing that was taken early on in 2011, I honestly don't believe that was an actual being. I think it was probably an actual butterfly that just made it look further away than it actually was. I don't really give that much credit. We've had some sightings, you know, that they're really just indiscernible. And then there are others where we believe that they were possibly herons or some other type of bird.
Now, when you talk about the possibility of these being interdimensional, mm-hmm. do we see any of these creatures, and we'll go back to the Chicago ones in a moment, just walking somewhere and then vanishing before your eyes? Or basically beaming into view?
I can't say that there's really been any of that. They do seem to, when they take off, they're very fleeting. They just seem to vanish somewhere, but it's not necessarily where, you know, I have had two cases. I have had two reports where individuals have seen them literally vanish in thin air. But it's just two reports out of all we've received. The witnesses were very, very credible. But, yeah, those are the only two. The one was in North Chicago, not far from Wrigley Stadium and Wrigley Field, and the other was up in Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah, I've heard at least one case where the person saw the eyes first and then had the impression that then the body formed around the eyes. But at first it was just the eyes floating in the dark.
Yeah, that may have been something other than what we've been investigating, but I don't necessarily remember any of that happening in the reports that we've received.
No, it wasn't a Chicago case. It was North Central Indiana. Back in the 70s, but I mean it's like you said, there have been sporadic outbreaks of winged weirdos throughout Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, up into the Chicago and then Wisconsin area for a number of years.
You know, these sightings, since we have been investigating it, we've kind of taken reports within a 250-mile radius of the city. And so, of course, we're getting sightings as far up as Milwaukee and down into southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois to central Illinois, and, of course, down into northern and central Indiana. And these reports have been very consistent. I mean, as far as body type and the way they react and the way they, the way they're viewed. So, I believe there's more than one, of course. When we first started looking into this, I thought we had at least three different beings just by the location and something being seen the same time at different locations. As time has gone on, I believe there's much more than that. And, that's why I think that they are coming from some type of, dimension. And I believe at this point now, though, we're not really positive. I think that portal particularly is in and around the airport area.
Now, remember also some years earlier, there was a major UFO sighting at O'Hare Airport.
We have had UFO sightings and other humanoid sightings in conjunction with these winged humanoids.
More than one creature. I want to ask about that briefly as we get to our next segment. We have Freudian researcher Lon Strickler, first time on the PowerCast, won't be the last. Tim Swartz, our special guest co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in.
Cool, the PowerCast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A governor in eastern Ukraine says far fewer people were willing to evacuate after a missile strike on a train station that killed dozens on Friday. The governor wrote on Telegram that nearly 600 people were helped by volunteers to escape the province. Ukraine's state railway company said it was trying to evacuate as many people as possible. 52 people were killed in the missile strike, 100 were injured. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kyiv.
You're looking good. Oh, it's an absolute pleasure to see you. Fantastic to see you. How are you? You're looking well.
Yes.
Unbelievable to see, considering what you've
done. Johnson's pledging military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. He already promised an additional $130 million worth of high-grade military equipment to the country. Zelensky called on other Western leaders to follow the UK's example. This is USA Radio News. Two men were acquitted of all charges in a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. 24-year-old Daniel Harris and 33-year-old Brandon Caserta were cleared by a jury, but that same panel deadlocked on 38-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. Former federal prosecutor Patrick Miles tells television station WZZM that he was surprised of the outcome, considering that other co-defendants had secured plea deals.
When you have two of their co-defendants who were cooperating with the prosecution because they had pled guilty, and you have undercover FBI agents testifying, usually that should be sufficient to persuade a jury, but in this case, it just wasn't.
Fox and Croft remain in custody as the government decides whether to have a new trial. The major indexes on Wall Street ended the week on a low note. They also remain down for the year to date. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Okay, Lon, let's talk about that. Multiple events, UFOs, cryptids, flying things. We've seen them all together in the same places?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have. We had one report of a cargo worker. Now, first of all, let me state this. There is a cemetery at O'Hare International. It's called Rest Haven Cemetery. It's been there before they built, of course, before they built the airport. You know, the airport itself used to be an orchard for the most part. When you get designation for O'Hare International, you see ORH. Well, that's for ORD. But that's because it used to be an orchard. Some people don't know that. But anyway, there were a couple cemeteries there, actually. The one was dug up and paved over, but the Rest Haven is still there. Well, we did have an encounter reported to us by a dock worker, and there are several airline cargo companies around the cemetery. It's on the western side of the airport. And they were out for a smoke one evening about 1 o'clock in the morning, and they saw this oval UFO, very bright oval UFO, hovering above the cemetery. And as they watched it, they saw a humanoid figure ascending up into the craft. Now, of course, the first thing we asked him is, well, does this thing have wings on it? And he didn't know, so... But that was kind of unusual because we were getting reports around this same area. Also, we had a security guard, and they're doing a major expansion at O'Hara now. And it was about 8 months ago, we had a security guard tell us that he was on his tour around this maintenance site, where they're building, and he came across a winged humanoid. and this winged humanoid was standing there, and as it was standing there, a triangle-like or wing-shaped UFO suddenly appeared above it. When this happened, this winged humanoid took off quickly, as it was like it was avoiding it. So, you know, of course, that was another one. Then, of course, we had another sighting in Rosemont, which is just east of the airport, which is the neighborhood east of the airport, by a school teacher who had been at home, couldn't sleep, was out walking around the neighborhood, was in a local park where she usually went to, sitting there. And as she was sitting there, she noticed at one of the buildings on the park that had a light above it, she saw what she described as a winged humanoid, a gray-like alien, and two females that didn't quite look human. As she watched these beings, there was a bright blue light flash suddenly. The gray and the two humanoid females disappeared, and the winged humanoid was still there, but quickly started flapping its wings and took off. She later was approached by some unknown individual at her work who told her not to contact anybody about what she had witnessed. And she had just talked to us about it, and we, you know, she had contacted Manuel, who's on the team, and told him about it. And we hadn't even had a chance to report or even look into it when this encounter by this unknown individual, you know, it was kind of like the black Men in Black scenario, but this person was not dressed in black. She said there was no discernible features about this individual, though it just scared her, and that he walked away quickly. It makes you wonder why that had happened. She was very scared, very frightened afterwards. We have had also humanoid sightings, gray-like being sightings. One was by a truck driver coming into the cargo area who saw a small gray-like humanoid walking past the cemetery along the road. And in the woods in and around the airport, because Chicago has a lot of green areas, and around the convention center in Rosemont, there's a green area right off the river there that we've had several people see humanoid-like figures in the woods themselves. So, you know, is this all tied together? Who knows? But it just seems awful suspicious that all this stuff is turning up.
There's a story, I think, that that you reported on. It came out last year that took place at the airport where I think it was maintenance workers at night saw something near the fence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that has happened several times. Cargo workers, for the most part, these are people unloading and loading the planes. And, yeah, there was an incident where one of these beings, and I don't know if this is the one you're talking about, but there were several of them had seen this being along the fence, and the reason they noticed it was that there were 8 TSA security people surrounding it. And
that's the case.
Yeah, and apparently their supervisor had seen this thing and called it in. And look, I tell you, in the past year and a half, the folks at the airport have been on high alert. They really have, because of our reporting and stuff, there have been a lot of people trying to sneak on the airport and try to catch a glimpse of this thing, and they've been throwing people out left and right. But anyway, they're on high alert, and when this was called in by, and this was a supervisor at a FedEx who called this in, and these people from TSA surrounded it with their flashlight. They're not armed. So they weren't going to really do much but get close to it. And this thing literally took off and flew over the fence over it towards the tarmac. But, yeah, that was seen by several people. There was one individual who was coming off of work, and I think he was an American worker, American airline worker, and he was traveling along the access road and saw this. and got out of his car and tried to take a photograph. And he was approached by one of the TSA people, and they literally threatened him that they were going to lock him up if he took a photograph. And that has happened before. We had an incident not long ago where some cargo workers at American Airlines came across three of these winged beings together, and they were literally taking photographs and video of these things. They were approached by their supervisors and TSA, and they were told that they either wipe it off their phones or they're going to confiscate the phones. Now, I was a little disturbed because hoping that, you know, if they was been quick enough to grab the video and put it on the cloud, we wouldn't have had an issue. We would have had some type of verification. But that just didn't happen, unfortunately. But, no, you know, we've talked to a lot of these workers and other employees at the airport, and they have been told point blank, you know, this gets out and we find out it's you, you're going to lose your job. They have been threatening people with termination. Of course, those people make pretty good wages, so they're not going to, you know, they're not going to risk their jobs because of, though we have had a few brave souls who have come forward and, you know, we keep all the confidential information confidential. And, yeah, we've been lucky enough to have a few people come forward.
I would think that if someone got fired because they said they saw something strange,
that could be the subject
of a rather interesting legal action, maybe getting the right kind of publicity that would bring more attention to this, or would they just be considered wackos?
You know, I looked into a lot of this. This one individual did notify his union about it, and the union doesn't even want to talk about it. Now, that may be because they don't want it getting out, you know, for a lot of different reasons.
Hey, let's do our break here. Mm-hmm. Lon, Gene, and Tim, so much more to go. You're in
the Paracast. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's rockoids, rockoids.com.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Yeah, imagine a union supporting one of its workers who reported a Bigfoot, a Mothman, a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
At least UFOs, supposedly, now you can report them. Mm-hmm. But hasn't the government said that's okay?
Well, I guess so. You know, they say a lot of things. You know, it just depends what you want to believe.
Oh, it's hard to get into that. I'll tell you, there's too much.
Why do you think, though, that the powers that be at the airport are trying to keep this all, you know, suppressed? I mean, is it because, like you said, they don't want people wandering around the airport and, you know, just climbing the fence, trying to get a glimpse of what's going on?
Well,
or is there more to it?
Yeah, there may be more reasons to it. That may be one of them. But I think, you know, there's a lot of things you got to look at, you know, with COVID and everything and the loss of revenue by the airliners and the carriers over the past couple of years. That may have something to do with it. You know, the folks at the airport may think people will start panicking or being upset that maybe, you know, they're out there trying to grab a flight, the going off the runway, and one of these things may get sucked up in an engine and cause a crash. Or, you know, there's a lot of reasons why people, yeah. You know, it's interesting. People think a lot of different things when you talk about winged humanoids. You know, when this first started in 2017, I was literally 24/7 getting phone calls from people in Chicago. I mean, folks who hadn't even had an encounter asking me, oh, what does this mean? Is this a harbinger? Is this something that's going to – something in Chicago? Is Chicago going to get hit by a nuke, or are there going to be a – major earthquake or some disaster? You know, people were literally frightened. And I had to dispel that the best I could, but I literally easily had hundreds of calls from people.
Well, I could see that, you know, especially those who are familiar with, you know, the whole Mothman stuff that was going on, you know, Point Pleasant, mm-hmm. and the possibility that there had been some kind of connection, you know, like you said, a harbinger of doom mm-hmm. when the Silver Bridge collapsed. So, you know, if somebody who may be familiar with that scenario, then they start seeing this uptick of, you know, winged humanoids over Chicago. You know, naturally, your mind is going to go in that direction.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think more people that I realized saw the Mothman Prophecies movie as opposed to not, you know. And, of course, when they start, the press starts calling it a Mothman and it starts seeing it in Chicago, and they know about the Silver Bridge collapse in 67, 46 people died in this small town. And, you know, of course, people were believing and looking for excuses as to why it happened. And, of course, somebody said, yeah, well, I saw the Mothman above the bridge at night or sometime beforehand, so it must have been a harbinger or something going to happen. I don't necessarily believe all that, but, you know, it being a small town, people talk, and then, of course, it disseminates out into the public. And that's, you know, of course, when the movie was made and people saw that as part of the movie. Yeah, I mean, you know, I can understand why people got upset. But no, they were. There were a lot of people that were concerned about it.
Well, also understand the nature of the infrastructure in the U.S. is such that there are thousands and thousands of bridges that are in sad states of disrepair. In fact, we have a new bill that was passed last year to help fix some of that stuff. I don't think they'll get a fraction of it done, but a bridge can collapse, and it doesn't mean Mothman's flying about.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. Well, it's not funny, but it's interesting. Like, you know, when the bridge up across the Mississippi up in Minneapolis collapsed, it's after the fact we started getting reports of winged humanoids then. Of course, Fukushima, when that occurred, then there were reports after the fact of these winged beings being seen above that, angels or whatever they want to call them. So, yeah, that has happened in the past. And, you know, I have looked into that, and I'll be honest, the only disaster that I have ever found that where there was some type of wing being reported before the actual disaster itself was the Blackbird of Chernobyl. And people did report seeing a large black wing being above the reactor days before the actual meltdown. So, yeah, I mean, but that's the only instance that I know there's any actual evidence or sighting reported.
So now with all of these sightings and cases, and this is a question from our forums, has there been any physical evidence from these sightings?
No, that's just it. We just haven't had no physical evidence. Indiscernible photographs, but no physical evidence. And, you know, that seems to run the course with cryptids for the most part. Very little physical evidence, if any.
Which seems to be part of the phenomena itself to me,
sure,
is that you have all of these sightings and, you know, a lot of them coming from people who have, you know, no prior experience or knowledge of these kind of things, yet these people are seeing pretty much the same kinds of stuff all the time throughout the years,
mm-hmm,
yet no physical evidence. Very little photography or video and what you do get kind of like UFOs. I mean, it's you know, blurry and no tripod.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, the question I get all the time is, well, you know, cell phones are so accessible now. Why didn't they get a photograph? Well, put yourself in their position. You're at the shopping center and a winged humanoid flies in front of you, and you see it, and before the shock wears out, you've got to grab the phone out of your pocketbook or pocket, adjust it, and take a photograph. Well, by that time, it's either gone or so far away, you'll never get a photograph of it. And that's just like any cryptid sighting. I mean, people are shocked to see it, and there's a bit of a shock and fear value there immediately. So I think the last thing you're thinking about is taking a photograph.
Oh yeah, well, I mean, I've talked to a number of people who have had experiences, and you know, they'll have a camera or phone right next to them, and they say that I didn't even think about it.
Absolutely.
Was too busy watching what was going on to even think about getting my camera, and then by the time I did, it was whatever was going on was gone.
Well, yep. This is always the big issue in the UFO field. We have everybody now has a camera in their pocket, quite often a very good camera, because the latest models from Apple and Samsung or the Google Pixel have really, really good cameras. We're not going to get into the platform issues, except, of course, I use iPhones. But still, they all have good cameras. In fact, probably from the same companies making the optics. But the point being here is, if you get a close-up photo, it's going to look good of almost anything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get a distant photo, like at night of a UFO, it's just going to be a blurry light.
Mm-hmm.
These cameras are not, by any extent, equipped to handle that sort of thing. They're better now. But whatever people have, it's just going to produce something that's hardly useful.
Yeah, well, you'll be lucky enough to get a remarkable photograph occasion, especially when they're talking about UFO sightings. But it's very rare. It is.
So with all of this, going on, has anybody approached you and said, you know, let me take a little good way to put this, Lon. Okay, I've been getting psychic impressions on, mm-hmm. What the Mothman is. They've been talking to me or what have you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have. Yep, even on my team.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've got some pretty gifted individuals working on the team,
mm-hmm.
and they do claim, and I do believe them. I mean, because we've had other individuals on the team have physical contact as well. I do believe that they have had some type of psychic connection with these beings. And, you know, I have mentioned some of that in the past. Especially around late last year, we started having a flurry of activity where these individuals were being contacted and have been able to communicate with these two ladies who have been on our team. And but that has kind of waned a bit lately, though there still is contact. But it's interesting how it has happened, because many times they will get the same impressions at the same time at distances. I mean, they'll be 1,000 miles apart from each other, and they'll contact me and tell me what happened.
You know what happened? We had to do a break. That's what happened. A lot more to talk about with Lon and Gene and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.